Measure Up Podcast, Episode 7, Planning Your KPI Project. G'day and welcome. I'm Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist of StaceyBarr.com and your host for the Measure Up podcast. My passion is making it easy and fun for you to meaningfully measure the performance of your organization or business so it can be truly excellent at what it exists to do. In this episode of the Measure Up podcast about planning your KPI project, our feature article is How to Make the Case for KPIs. Will help a whole bunch of Measure Up subscribers answer their similar question about how do you implement KPIs in manufacturing, HR, a shoe business, and so on. And we'll wrap up with a quick tip for measuring the success of performance measurement. Now, you can't really talk about planning a KPI project without at some point talking about said project's benefits. Having KPIs is not the benefit. It's what those KPIs make possible that are the benefits. A personal benefit of measuring, for me at least, is the focus on making the most of my time and freeing up my time. For example, I get a not insignificant number of invitations to collaborate with other consultants and businesses who have complementary services to mine, like strategic planning or dashboard development. I was saying yes to a lot of these a couple of years ago and wondering why my time was evaporating like water in the Sahara, and I wasn't making much progress on the priorities in my own business plan. The final realization came when a business friend of mine announced she was taking Fridays off. And I'd always wanted to do that, to have a 4-day work week, but I thought I had to wait until I freed up my schedule first. Wrong. The trick was to decide on the 4-day work week and then only put the important things in my schedule, the things that I know will help me achieve my goals. When I started to also put the measures of those goals right in front of me in a new dashboard that I built using Tableau software, it just all came together. Much stronger links between the actions I chose to give my time to, and still do choose to give my time to, and the results that I want for my business. So I started taking Fridays off around April 2010, and I've kept that habit successfully ever since. Yes, I am saying no to a lot more these days, but it's a strategic no, and my business has been growing faster than ever before. And that's just two of the great benefits of measuring what matters. You focus more on the right things, so you're more likely to do the right things, and you have less pressure on your most precious resource, your time. And the benefits of measuring performance, they're just one of the important things to define when you're planning your KPI project. Let's look at all 9 important parts you'll need in your KPI project proposal. And that's in this episode's feature article, How to Make the Case for KPIs. You can get the written copy of the podcast's feature article in this episode's corresponding issue of the Measure Up email newsletter. The newsletter gives you additional resources to meaningfully measure what matters, and you can subscribe for free at measureupblog.com. Managers and executives don't usually invest in performance measurement. They invest in the benefits that good performance measurement will bring them, so long as those benefits are relevant to what's on their radar right now. And that's the role of a good KPI business case, to show how better performance measurement can make it easier and faster to achieve their priorities. Here are the ingredients of a good KPI business case. Part 1, the executive summary. Write a short summary of your business case to invest time and energy into a robust and deliberate approach to developing meaningful performance measures or KPIs, emphasizing the reasons why it's so important now, what the realistic return on investment is, and the recommended actions you want the audience to take in response to the business case. Part 2 is the reason for this business case. List your own reasons and supporting evidence for wanting to invest in a robust and deliberate approach to developing meaningful performance measures or KPIs. Consider your vision of performance measurement excellence. deficiencies in the current approach to performance measurement, and any specific performance problems that good measurement can solve for your organization. Part 3 is the objectives and measures of success. You need to be clear how better performance measurement will impact your organization's or company's performance. It won't be enough for you to assume that ending up with good measures is an outcome that others will value. They won't. They need to see the link between good measures and the bottom line impacts that matter to them. And paradoxically, it will help if you can articulate some measures of the success of having good organizational performance measures. More on this later. Part 4 is needs analysis. Provide a more detailed rationale behind your reasons for wanting to invest in a robust and deliberate approach to developing meaningful measures or KPIs. Consider stakeholder feedback, market forces, governance, continual failure to achieve business targets, and so on. Part 5 is the assumptions and constraints. Identify the most critical assumptions and constraints associated with taking a robust and deliberate approach to developing meaningful performance measures or KPIs. They're likely to include workload constraints, involvement of other key people in a measures team, whether existing measures can be challenged, and so on. Part 6 is change management. Change management in providing the training and systems to embed new performance measurement practices into the organization so it becomes business as usual should be an integral part of the approach you take. List the ideas you have for ensuring that the new approach can be integrated into the processes and systems of your organization and become normal practices for people. Part 7, the cost-benefit analysis. List the various costs and benefits and their financial impacts associated with developing and implementing better performance measures. Costs will include training, consultants, staff time, new systems or system development. Benefits will likely include reduced rework, real improvements in performance, like achieving more targets more quickly, and savings from streamlining current data collection and reporting. Show the total estimated return on investment in successfully achieving the objectives of your business case. Part 8 is due diligence. Gather and provide information that evaluates your recommended approach to better performance measurement against alternative approaches. Alternative approaches might include competing methodologies, solutions other than performance measurement, or even doing nothing is an alternative approach. Also include a risk assessment outlining the significant risks associated with your business case and how you recommend handling each of them. One big risk, for example, is people not giving the priority to their involvement in performance measurement. Part 9 is the recommended implementation and timing. Provide a moderately detailed description of your recommended course of action, the key milestones and timeframes. The key phases of any performance measurement implementation should include ensuring there is a measurable strategy, designing meaningful measures, getting buy-in, defining and implementing the measures, designing and implementing performance reports, ensuring measures are used to improve performance, and integrating new measurement practices into normal management processes. Now, if you want to take action on this idea, you can download my free KPI business case template, which is at stacybarr.com/downloads/kpibusinesscase.doc. That's stacybarr.com/downloads/kpibusinesscase.doc, and work through it, tailoring it to suit your purposes and preparing your argument for the return on investment that good performance measurement can bring. You might be wondering if this business case template will be too generic for your business organization. In fact, lots of people are under the impression that the approach you take to performance measurement should be very specific to the type of business or organization you're in. And that's the topic of this episode's question, which is a typical question I'm asked by lots of people, and it takes the basic form of, how do you implement KPIs in manufacturing, in HR, in a shoe business, and so on? Well, my answer may not feel right, but nearly 18 years of specialising in performance measurement has convinced me that it is right. The fundamental approach to meaningfully measuring what matters is the same no matter what size, industry, sector or country your business or organisation is in. Yep, the same fundamental approach. What you measure will of course be very different depending on the size, industry, sector or country, but what you measure is a product of applying a measurement process, a good measurement process, and it's the process that is basically the same. The basic steps of a good measurement process are: 1. Form a measures team and warm them up to why and how of measuring performance. 2. Focus on your strategy, your goals, objectives, priority outcomes, and make them measurable. 3. Design meaningful measures for your goals. 4. Engage people beyond the measures team to encourage their buy-in. 5. Define each measure so you have action plans to implement them. 6. Design performance reports that are useful and usable. 7. Validly interpret your measure's real signals and respond by improving performance. And 8. Make sure the best practice techniques for each of these preceding steps become embedded in your planning, reporting, and decision-making processes. Now, these are the steps of the PUMP Performance Measure Blueprint, which is a methodology for performance measurement that I've been developing, well, really over my entire career. And it's the same approach that we end up taking with every client that we work with. For a few years, I was skeptical too, thinking that I had to take a different approach with each client. And when it always seemed to come back to those same basic steps, and those steps worked and the client felt really engaged in them, then I felt absolutely convinced that we could save a lot of time and effort by using this same approach each time. And it's worked for government agencies at all levels, federal, state and local government. It's worked for private sector organisations. It's even worked for small business and in all sorts of, or even not-for-profit organisations as well. So when you plan your KPI project, make sure you design your implementation steps around this fundamental backbone of PUMP, and you'll find you'll get much more success and, of course, much better measures with much greater buy-in. If you'd like more information about the PUMP Performance Measure Blueprint, you'll find it at performancemeasureblueprint.com. That's performancemeasureblueprint.com. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer for you on this podcast, email me at measureup@stacybarr.com. Now, in this episode's feature article, I also mentioned that one important part of your business case for KPIs is to include measures of the benefits of your KPI implementation. Let's finish up today with a quick tip for the kinds of things you might measure about the success of performance measurement. But we're not going to jump straight to measures, because measures are evidence of results, and we therefore have to basically first start with what the results are that your successful KPI project will deliver. So here are some examples to warm you up. One result might be to increase staff engagement with performance measurement. And there's a few different measures you could possibly use there. One might be the average staff perception of value of the time they spend developing measures. You want to see that improving as a result of your KPI project. Another measure could be average staff rating of agreement with the statement, "I am excited about my performance measures." And a third potential measure here could be the percentage of staff who regularly monitor and use their performance measures. Another objective or potential result from your KPI project could be to reduce the time from strategy formulation to the measures being selected, or even to the measures being reported. Obviously, that they'd be the measures that would monitor that strategy. A couple of potential measures for that result. Firstly, the average number of days to implement new performance measures could be one. And another could be the percentage of new performance measures ready for reporting within 60 days of strategy sign-off. Another potential result of your KPI project could be to reduce the cost and time of producing performance reports. Now, a couple of measures for that could be the total labour cost for performance report production, and another might be the strategic performance report production cycle time. And the final example of a potential result from your KPI project could be to reduce the time it takes for strategic and operational goals or targets to be achieved. And a couple of measures for that result could be the percentage of goals or targets achieved ahead of the target date, or the average number of days to achieve business targets set in strategic and operational plans. Now, these are measures of the measurement process, and you can't really put up a business case for KPIs without demonstrating yourself in that very same business case that KPIs are important to have. That brings us to the end of another episode. Thanks again for joining me. Remember, you can download these podcasts and also read the feature articles at measureupblog.com. And you can also subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. Just search for Measure Up. Until next time, this is Stacey Barr, the Performance Measure Specialist, signing off. Keep measuring what matters and engaging everyone you can to do the same.